Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome. I hope that you are learning some places where you are being a good listener and maybe some places where you can start improving on listening. Paying attention to it is the only way that you ever learn to get better at something. So practice listening, and be sure to get this verse deep down into your heart so that when your mouth wants to open up really fast, this verse will pop in your head, because the Holy Spirit will remind you of this verse. It's James 1:19. But you guys thought, I wonder what the verse is. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone, not just some people, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Hopefully we can really put that into practice today, and we can today walk in that scripture and learn how to do it. In order for you to be able to walk in that scripture, I want you to see if you happen to have any of these particular bad habits, because I want to talk about really getting into the differences between what hearing looks like, what listening looks like. I really want you to have some foundational things and some concrete things for you to really look at to see if you are doing these things. So let's talk about first, what does hearing look like? Hearing means I'm thinking about what I'm fixing to say to you while you're talking. In my head, I'm having a whole separate conversation that you don't know about, because I am thinking about the clever thing I'm going to say back to you. Or maybe it's just a friend that you're talking to, and she's telling you some story that you're really not interested in. And now you're off listening to yourself, thinking about your grocery list, what you need to do, and doing the occasional, All of us have done that. Maybe it's a moment that we're just really distracted, but we've all done that, and we've all had it done to us. Sometimes you can really tell the other person is not really that interested in your story. So when I pick that up for me, I just stop telling my story and ask them a question about them and learn how to listen to them. Don't get into offense about it. You just know you're going to move on, and that maybe is a distracted day for them, and you're just going to listen to what's going on. Maybe they have something else going on that's way more important than your story. Often interrupts, especially when you're having an argument. So when you are hearing, you're interrupting, and you do this more than once, and you're interrupting. Sometimes you are not hearing so much, you just interrupt with your own story. You're not even listening to their, you're not even caring about what they're having to say, but you're interrupting. If people say, hey, quit interrupting me, then that needs to be your cue. Oh, I'm not listening. I need to be slow to speak, quick to listen. And that's your cue. Hearing also does something else that's very irritating, is you complete the other person's sentences. You do this usually when you're highly aggravated, or you're offended, or you're walking into that little streak of anger that you got, because it means that you're not really listening. You're just hearing, and I know what you're going to say. And you speak out and complete their sentence. Did you know hearing also gives very bad body language? Sometimes it's a roll of the eye. Sometimes you just turn your shoulder away and you're just looking in the other direction. Sometimes you never make eye contact at all. That is bad body language. Maybe if you're really, really aggravated, you start bouncing a leg, or you start moving around, or you start doing something else on your desk. There's lots and lots of body language that tells the other person that you are not listening. Your body language gives off a language that maybe doesn't use words. So watch your body language when you're listening. Turn towards the person. Lean forward, engage. Did you know distraction is one of the biggest ways that demons love to get you to not listen, especially if it's something important? Maybe it's a sermon. Maybe it's some kind of golden nugget that somebody got from Jesus and they want to share it with you, but oop, you're distracted. Oh, look, you're seeing the birds fly past the window, or you're seeing something on your desk, or one of the biggest distractions, your phone. Oh, look, I wonder, who's calling me? Who's texting me? Oh, look at this great ad I got. Very big distraction. When you are learning to listen, do not listen to the phone. Don't pay attention to the phone. Listen to the other person. Don't distract yourself on the desk, or start typing, or start organizing, or even doing the dishes. Sometimes you got to stop, turn around, and listen. It only takes a few minutes usually, especially if you've created an environment of listening. It doesn't take a long time. When that environment flows through you, and it flows through your family, it'll flow through your office, it doesn't usually take a long time. One of the things that hearing does, mocks. It mocks the other person. It makes faces. It's a, and you repeat what the other person has said. That is mocking. And that means you are not listening. Mocking is a very degrading thing to do in a relationship. If you want to tear the relationship, if you want to cause the relationship to have holes in it, then start mocking. That is a good sign that you don't care about what the other person is saying. When you actually just tell the other person you don't want to hear it, that's pretty much telling the other person, I don't want to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you. You're not important for me to have this conversation with. And you don't listen. So that pretty much is a sure sign you're not going to listen. When you refuse correction because you get offended by whatever the asking question is, would you mind hanging your coat up in the closet? And then you'll do all these other things. Would you mind hanging your coat up in the closet? That's all you do. Scrap, scrap, scrap. When you start doing those sort of things, you're not listening because you're too busy being offended by the correction. If the person at the office says, would you mind, if you get the last cup of coffee, would you mind rinsing out the coffee pot and putting it back? I would really appreciate that. And you roll your eyes, give your body language that says, I'm not going to listen. Those kind of things are hearing. That's not listening. That diminishes the other person and it rejects the other person. It gives every message opposite of listening. In Proverbs 8:13, it says, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. I tell you what, sometimes I know I have been shameful and I have been foolish, but it's really hard sometimes. Got to keep that mouth closed. It's amazing all the things that the word says about listening. Spouting off before you have the facts makes you a fool. That's really strong words that the word is talking about. Hearing is full of selfishness. It means you're too busy to think about what we're really feeling. You're too busy just ignoring. You're rejecting the other person's thoughts and opinions. You don't care because it's all about you. So hearing is just all about you. It's not really listening. When selfishness grows, demons are involved. They give you reasons to be offended. They give you reasons why you need to be that way. They give every excuse that you need to destroy whatever relationship that's going on at this moment in time. Now let's talk about what real listening does, okay? Let's talk about real listening. It's a biblical principle. It's not something just nice to do. It's not a good idea. It's actually a biblical principle, real listening. Listening is a choice. I am choosing you. I am choosing you over me, which is exactly what the word says to do. It's a biblical principle. Listening takes discipline. How many of you have been out to eat with friends and somebody is on their phone doing whatever, texting back, doing a group chat, la la la, laughing about something else, and you're trying to talk to them and they're not even in the conversation of what's going on? It takes real discipline to put the phone away and be present at the time that you're talking, which means you're listening because you're present in that moment in time. It takes effort. Oh, it's 10 o'clock and I'm tired of it. Your child comes to talk to you about something that happened at school. It's so dramatic. And because you have built a foundation of listening, you're going to stop and you're going to listen. You're going to listen to what your child has to say. So listen takes patience as your child goes through the whole story. And it's such a teenagery sort of thing. But it's important to them. And you know what? What's important to them is everything that you're about because they are important to you. So you're going to listen with every ounce that you have to be patient. Listening takes intentionality, meaning I'm going to put down my book. I'm going to turn off the TV. I'm putting down my phone. I'm going to listen to you. So tell me what is really going on. What's happening? It takes concentration. Sometimes that's really hard. It takes a lot, sometimes a concentration, to walk out biblical listening. Real listening brings understanding. It brings that level of love that you know that you need to build in this relationship. So if you're working with your kids, you're working with your spouse, real listening is the goal of understanding this other person. Whether it's the understanding how in the world they can possibly think this, you're trying to understand where they're coming from. And that is real listening. That's what Jesus does with us. He really listens to us. He doesn't turn his head away and say, oh, I'm going to pay attention to what the angels are doing over here. He always listens to you. Sometimes we can't really change our own behaviors until we are willing to listen. Till we are willing to listen to what others say. But sometimes our pride is so big, we just don't hear it. We don't want to listen. We do not have ears to hear. Real listening gets to the emotions of what's really happening so that you can hear what your important person is saying to you. If you can develop real listening in any relationship, on whatever level it is, then you are developing an atmosphere of that truth. So real listening brings forth an atmosphere that we very rarely get to experience. Like now. It's really hard to listen sometimes to podcasts, isn't it? Listening brings forth growth. So I hope that you guys have all learned today another way that you can grow in learning how to listen. It's so important in order for you to grow. In order for you to grow in your relationship with Christ, learning how to listen to Him takes discipline. And sometimes that's hard. But you guys can do it. Tune in some more to hear more things about listening. Bye now. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.